This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 9th. God's word for you today is in the name. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, and it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds." Jezebel needed those false prophets to uphold her tyranny and her manipulations. Jezebel needed to surround herself with those 850 false prophets to be who she was. The false prophets were Jezebel's backbone, and Elijah took all of them out. So why should Elijah be afraid of Jezebel? Why should he think the God that stood with him will not stand with him? Even though God had been present, God had provided, and God had protected Elijah, Elijah still forgot God. We need to pause and stop and just thank God for what He has done. There is no way you will thank God for what He has done and forget God. It is impossible. There is no way you will thank God for what He has done and allow what you are currently going through drown you and make you forget God. The name Elijah means "My God is Yahweh," and the Yahweh is from the concept of breath. So Elijah's name literally means "My God is my breath." When you are anxious and you are worried and you feel that you can't breathe, you have shortness of breath, what you need to do is remember that your God is your breath. Your God is your breath. When facing your fears, you cannot afford to forget your God because your God is your breath. Can you forget your breath? Did you forget your breath at home today or in the car? The moment anyone stops breathing, they are gone. Elijah means "My God is my breath." But when Elijah was faced with trouble, he forgot his breath. When we feel we have had enough, what we do speaks volumes. The question is, of these four anxieties causing mistakes, running ourselves down, shutting people out, focusing on the negatives, and forgetting God, which mistake do you struggle with the most? Guess what? When Elijah was falling apart, it is interesting that God did not rebuke him. God did not even ask where his faith was. God did not rebuke him or chastise him. God met Elijah at the point of his need. God says, "You are hungry. Take food, eat. You need water. Take water and drink." Sometimes the solution to depression is to drink water or to eat. Sometimes the solution is not spiritual. Sometimes it is just caring, a hug, and you're fine. And that is very instructive. Isaiah 46 verse 6 says, "I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.